It's Wednesday, the 16th of March, 8 a.m. Seabirds fly overhead in the central belt of Scotland. It's a grey morning. It's got a promise. There's a promise in the skies of brightness, but I have to wait and see. It's dry this morning, but there's a, ironically, a dampness in the air because of yesterday. Yesterday was a stinker, a right stinker. Har settled down. There was a cold, steady breeze off the North Sea. And whenever it comes off the North Sea, the temperatures plummet. So it wasn't just a har, a soaking wet har that drenched everything. Blotted out the sun, blotted out brightness. A greedy, like something out of an ominous, creepy movie. But it was also cold, raw, cutting through your bones. So a promise of brightness this morning. The har's gone. Thank the Lord for that. But it's left everything soaking wet. So much so you'd have swore it had rained that it didn't actually rain. So I had a good sleep last night. As always, apart from the call of nature near the end of the night. But other than that, some good spells of deep sleep. Feeling okay this morning. Feeling okay. Got a few things to do between today and tomorrow before we go off on Friday morning, so it'll be a, not really a busy 2 days, but things to do, let's just say. I'd like to carry on doing what I was doing. Some of the things, tasks, if you like, on the list of 2016. I'd like to get on with those. That was a wee bit of maybe Oz accent or affliction came in there. 2016. That's not how I talk. My God. In 2016. Yeah. Yes, just made me think now about languages and how the Australian language always ends on that, invariably ends on that upbeat inflection. But the Scots, like the original Scots Gaelic, tends to end, in the most anyway, in a downbeat. Try and do any of that, the Gaelic, like it does. The ends of words and phrases tend to go down. Everybody's different, isn't they? I love accents, dialects, brogues. Getting brighter. Definitely getting brighter. What is that? Is that a faded bit of blue sky out there? Well,
it won't be faded. It'll be as so I should have said, is that possibly a slight hole through the clouds?
I heard something about dark, no, black holes on the radio this morning. I didn't really catch where it was, but I know there's a lot of talk about black holes. Now it's making me think of a whole of the other things and how black holes in life. A couple of weeks ago, I'm sure it was a couple of weeks ago, when some of these, not scientists, what do they call them again, to do the stars? Astronomers, yes, have found out some secret towards black holes. And they mentioned this, I think it was a black hole. Now listen to this. I forget my figures, I might not be accurate, but it was as immense as I make it out, at least as immense. And if they found this out, 250 billion, not million, billion, 250 billion light years away. Oh, 250 billion light years. It's just mind-boggling stuff. I love it, but it just blows my mind every time. I can't. I'm a pragmatist. I'm a practicalist. I can't even say the word. I love getting to the bottom of things, and if I can't understand it gets to me. And I've never ever gotten to the immensity of the universe. I've never ever accepted that there can be no limitation. I can't. My brain won't work that way. I know some people can, but I can't. But when I think of 250 billion light years away, and that's not the furthest part. I mean, come on, get in your plane. Your jet, right, shoot off today, and for the next 250 billion years you're going to travel at 186,000 miles per second for 250 billion miles years, I should say, 250 billion years. Oh God. It just makes us here on this earth so minuscule and finite and ridiculously tiny, and we think we are the bee's knees. We are it, as humanoids. We are. I'll tell you what, believe in what you like, but I'm quite happy to go along believing in a God and believing that there is a life after this. And for those that say it's a bloody tosh, then I'll say back, so just have a look at the universe and tell me what you think about that. I'd rather believe in a God as not believing one, because with all that immensity out there, and we are not even a tiny speck on the biggest beach in the world you can ever think about. Oh. Just my way of thinking. Just my way of thinking. Sun's about to get out. Ain't that so, Mrs. Blackbird? Are you picking up nesting material, or are you just playing about? I think she's like a dog that comes up to your feet and, you know, throws the slippers about. And really what it's trying to say is, I'm hungry, give me something. She tends to come down and play with things as if to say, oh, nothing here, nothing there, and then have a look at me. Now even that sun's not, it's not fully out yet, but it's made such a difference already. The those beautiful, shiny holly leaves, they're glistening now. Wetness on them is glistening with, even with that faded sunlight that's penetrating. And there's shadows on the back of the house. And there's a big hole in the clouds, but it's to the east of the sun. Come on you, get over there. Blast a hole through this. Oh, it's clearing. It is. Ah. You wouldn't think that a grown man would get so excited about the sun getting out, would you? After yesterday, never mind a grown man, everyone would be glad to see the sun this morning. In particular, my wife, who will be heading uptown this morning again. She went out yesterday morning, hopped up, feeling the cold rawness on her face as she stepped out the door. This morning, God willing, she'll step out that door in chippier mood and without all the waterproofs on.